There's been a lot going on in the news that will directly impact many of our listeners, especially those who are responsible for the preparation of 1099s. Today, we'll talk about that news and how it is likely to directly impact our listeners. Make sure you stick around until the end when we share a rumor that is floating around the IRS, one that will have direct impact on the accounts payable and folks who create the 1099s. Welcome to Accounts Payable Soundbites, the programs where we share tips and explain simple and complex accounts payable issues in short, concise soundbites. Now, some of you may have seen the news about President Biden wanting banks to report on bank balances. Why does he want that? The tax gap, which is now estimated to be $1 trillion. He is determined to make sure that everyone pay their fair share. Now, while most of us don't work for banks and we don't have to worry about that reporting, it just goes to a mindset. And I want to talk about some other things going on in the news and impacting AP that were kind of brought home when I started reading about this newest initiative. I don't know if it's going to be successful or not, but it just goes to show the mindset of politicians. And by the way, I can't blame them for wanting to get everybody to pay their fair share. Because let's face it, I don't want my taxes going up, and I'm guessing neither do you. Okay, so let's talk about some of the other things in addition to this latest news that are going on. And by the way, it is unlikely that even if Biden is successful, and I don't know if he will be or he won't, about getting banks to report, if you're at a bank, it won't happen this year. You know how slow things go in politics. Okay. So anyway, you've probably read or maybe heard me talk about that Biden is also looking for $80 billion for tax enforcements. And by enforcements, typically they mean audits. And some of those audits are information reporting audits, you know, the 1099s that you do. Okay, so there's that going on. There's an old statistic that most people believe that says that for every dollar the IRS spends on enforcements and agents and activity of this sort, they get $5 in return. Now, as a very pragmatic person, personally, I don't understand why we don't give them $80 billion. We should give them, you know, $100 billion or more. But anyway, that's another discussion. Okay. And because of this, whether he gets the $80 billion or some lower number, there are going to be more audits next year and in the coming years. And what this means for us, and it's really, really important, is that we've got to get the reporting done right now. It has to be done correctly now. It doesn't do us any good if they start doing audits in 2022 or 2023 and they're looking back, because they always look back, you know, the audits are for prior years. There's nothing you can do at that point. The 1099s were filed and they are what they are. You're going to have to live with it. And if there were mistakes, you know, not so great. Okay. As I mentioned in the beginning, there's one more rumor floating around the IRS that will have an impact on everyone that's doing reporting. But before I get to that, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's completely private and you can unsubscribe at any time by ringing that bell next to the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. And when you do that, you'll be notified when we post new AP content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And we also, you know, analyze the news when it impacts the accounts payable function, which it does more and more, especially with the new frauds. By the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account, which is good to know. I didn't know that originally. Okay, back to that IRS rumor. As you probably know, the 1099 NEC data must be reported to the IRS by January 31st. The other 1099s have a later reporting date now. Okay, emphasize on now, which gives folks time to clean up their reporting and submit clean information or relatively clean information to the IRS, which means fewer B notices and the aggravation that goes along with that, along with avoiding fines and penalties and additional scrutiny, which in my mind, additional scrutiny from the IRS is, you know, I'd rather have root canal done than have additional scrutiny from the IRS. Okay, so to the rumor. Finally, the rumor is that other forms will have their reporting date moved up to January 31st. It won't happen this year, but it could happen in the near future. So all that cleaning up that you do in February and March, that time will not be available if this becomes law. When you look at the actions that President Biden is taking, it's pretty clear that something is going to be done about this humongous tax gap, which, don't forget, personally, that's good news for us because there'll be less need to consider raising taxes. Therefore, it is critical that everyone who is producing 1099s and other tax information get it right and get it right the first time. That's why at AP Now we run several 1099 reporting one-hour webinars every fall, and we have a three-hour e-workshop in early December. This is for the business community, so you get it right. The links to those will be in the show notes below. Several months ago, I chatted with Steve Mercatante, who is an attorney and a 1099 expert, about some problems related to 1099s. It was episode 72 of the AP Now podcast. On YouTube, a link will appear momentarily to the left. And as always, we always appreciate those comments, those thumbs up, subscribes.